This is Ozarks at Large. The largest children's emergency shelter in Arkansas wants to become a place where students come to learn. The Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter is in the process of establishing a charter school that would cater specifically to children who have experienced trauma. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us, it would be the first trauma-informed school in the state and one of just a handful across the country.
Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter Education Director Jake Gibbs says childhood trauma can take many forms.
Trauma, as we define it here, you know, based on the kids that we serve, are children who have experienced perhaps different types of abuse, anything from sexual abuse, physical, verbal abuse, children who live in a chaotic environment. Drug abuse from parents, that's a big one as well, especially with the opioid crisis that we have going on right now. Children who have witnessed spousal, parental, or guardian type abuse.
But Gibbs says trauma can have the same damaging impact on children's abilities to learn like their peers who haven't gone through those experiences.
Well, what the research shows is that trauma, especially in younger kids, as their brains are developing, it actually affects the physical development of the pathways in their brain.
According to Gibbs, that can manifest itself in a variety of ways in the classroom. Children who've been abused or neglected may have trouble forming bonds with teachers or managing and communicating strong emotions. They might also struggle with negative thoughts about themselves and be hypervigilant, which can come across as being hyperactive. In some cases, trauma can affect executive functions like memory, as well as the ability to pay attention and think ahead.
We're seeing more and more trauma as we recognize what that is and how it affects kids as more and more research is coming out. And it's providing challenges for a traditional school setting. They do a great job of informing their teachers and training their teachers. But what we want to do is really take that and provide a tailor-made environment so that we can get these kids back on track and back to developing the way they need to be.
Shelter staff already operate a school for the children who are in their care, and they've done so for over 20 years. Gibbs says now they're ready to broaden their reach.
So what we want to do is take what we've learned and the research and the experience that we've gained to reach out to the community and provide those services to kids who may have experienced different types of trauma in their lives.
The charter school would be called Hope Academy Northwest Arkansas. Under the proposed 5-year charter, the school would open with kindergarten through third grade and later add grades 4 through 6. Shelter Executive Director Mari Peterson says each grade will have its own classroom with room for up to 10 students per grade.
Children who have experienced trauma need a lot of individual focus. What we find here at our present school is that children are 2 to 4 years behind academically where they should be. And so they need a lot of one-on-one attention.
Peterson says that's why each grade will have a teacher and 2 paraprofessionals.
In addition to the small classrooms, we have safe spaces in every classroom. Our schedule, we have timers in the classroom so that the kids can actually see how long this activity is going to last. We have the schedule printed out that they can see what's coming next. All of those things help to decrease the anxiety of the children. We also get kids up and moving every 2 hours.
And since trauma and food insecurity often go hand in hand, Peterson says they will provide snacks and hot meals to their students.
Really just that all kind of goes around the safety and security, so that if we can address all of those things initially, then they can learn and thrive.
Jake Gibbs says a lot of the learning will be hands-on and done outside the classroom.
Getting outside, having some experiential hands-on learning really can provide the kids with some opportunity to develop those areas of the brain that they may not have had an opportunity to as a young child. You know, a typically growing child growing up may go to the park or help their parents out in the yard. And these are some experiences that the children from these backgrounds may be missing.
The school will adopt the curriculum recommendations and standards set by the Arkansas Department of Education so students stay on course with their peers. But Maury Peterson says that doesn't mean they can't get creative with the way they convey knowledge and skills.
You can have reading, math, and science lessons while you're at Crystal Bridges or while you're at Horses for Healing or while you're on a hike at the park. And so I think what I love about our school is that we get them out in the community and incorporate the educational learnings in practical environments and let them get their hands dirty.
And Peterson says they want to go beyond supporting the needs of the children to supporting the needs of their families with wraparound services, which can take the form of a shopping voucher to the shelter's new thrift store or frozen meals that students can take home after school.
We know in the best case scenario, raising children is difficult and parents need all the help they can get. So our goal is really, before school starts, is to go and meet families in their homes and get to know the family and understand their goals for their child and figure out other ways that we can help the families.
The Hope Academy Charter School application was submitted this week. If all goes well, staff will go before the state's charter authorizing panel in August. From there, the decision would go before the full Board of Education in September. Jake Gibbs says the school would start recruiting and taking applications in January 2020, and classes would start that following August.
What we want to do is get out there with our community partners who serve families who may be raising children, whether it's foster parents or parents who have taken children in that have experienced trauma. And we really want to get the message across that this is a school tailor-made for kids who have experienced traumatic events in their lives.
Those community partners can be organizations, churches, and public schools in Benton and Washington counties that have connections with families who might benefit from sending their children to a trauma-informed school, where, Maury Peterson says, all the teachers will receive 40 hours of trauma-informed training.
We use three evidence-based models, conscious discipline, trust-based relational intervention, and managing aggressive behaviors. And so everyone is trained in the same modalities. And so we see adverse behaviors as a symptom of something else.
And Peterson says if that something else is not addressed, trauma can have a lifelong impact that can result in substance abuse, domestic violence, incarceration, and mental health issues.
And so it's really important to invest in children at a very early age and to address the trauma that they've had and to try to help them cope, versus if you do nothing and you wait, cycles continue and those children grow up to be the adults in our society.
The Hope Academy will be funded with money from the State Department of Education on a per-student basis, as well as supplemental fundraising through events and appeals. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
The charter school will offer counseling services and access to dental and medical care. Mari Peterson says they're also working on a transportation system to get children to the campus. To protect the identities of the children at the shelter, the charter school would be separate from the educational services the shelter offers to its residents.